this state's government was ready to move out of its temporary home in a downtown hotel. However, the route to building a grand and permanent Capitol building still had several hurdles, including a stockyards and a world war. The story of how this state took over 8 decades to complete the project is this edition of The American Countryside. Planting season is just around the corner now, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you of my friends at Wilcross. It's the brand we've used on our farm for over 2 decades. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities. You can get the details by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. Of course, if you're a corn grower, keep in mind my friends at AgriGold, the corn specialist. When all you do is corn, you can look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. To find out more about the new giant hybrids that are standing out in yield trials, go to AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. In the summer of 1910, a vote by the people of Oklahoma moved the capital from Guthrie to Oklahoma City. The governor and legislature met in the Huckins Hotel until they could secure a site to build a permanent Capitol building.
There was a committee organized to determine where in Oklahoma City they would build the Capitol building, and the leading proposal was that it be on the west side of downtown Oklahoma City.
Michael Dean is director of public relations at the Oklahoma Historical Society. There was a problem with that original site, though.
By then, they'd built the stockyards and the packing houses, and the prevailing winds are from the south blowing toward the north. They decided not to build it there because of the stench that came from the stockyards and the packing houses, and two other men had proposed selling for a much cheaper amount of money, 1,200 acres just northeast of downtown Oklahoma City.
Work was complete on the new building in 1919. Or perhaps we should say, work was as complete as possible.
That was the deal that the legislature approved, and they started building the Capitol building, and the Capitol building was supposed to have a dome on it, but then World War I came along and there was a shortage of steel, so they completed the building without the dome.
The dome was projected to cost $250,000. The building remained without a dome for over 80 years.
But then a few years ago, there was a fundraising project. Private money was raised to complete the Capitol building and to add the dome so that it looks like what it looks like today, which was what the architect originally had in mind to begin with.
The new dome cost $21 million and finally fulfilled the original plans from before World War I. Traveling the countryside in Oklahoma City, I'm Andrew McCrae.